You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now, and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
From the Dexcom G6 studios, make knowledge your superpower. With their continuous glucose monitoring system, visit DEXCOM.com. I am Dave Graveline. You're tuned into Tomorrow for the weekend of October 11th, 2019. Delighted that we are with you, but more importantly, delighted that you are tuned in to us. We're your gas X for tech, if you will. We're here to help. Here in the studio with me,
Chris Graveline.
In the control room here in Miami is Erasmo. Working with the show out of New York City is Horatio. And we're gathered here to hopefully solve your digital dilemmas. Do you have our brand new updated Into Tomorrow app yet for all of your mobile devices?
Yes, I do.
You better have answered yes. Of course, I was asking our audience, but keep at least one hand on the wheel, but the other hand up in the air if you've got it. Oh, thank you. Oh, a lot of folks. Okay, grab the other hand of the wheel. There you go. All right, very good. It's important. But if you don't, if you have an iPhone or an iPad or you've got an Android phone and or an Android tablet, our new app works on all of the above. And we invite you to not only download our app, but would you consider giving us 5 stars? Okay, maybe 4 at least, but 5, you know, Chris said if they had 6, I'd give us 6. Yeah, yours don't count. But everybody else does. And Erasmo's holding up his phone, showing us he has the app. Of course, you know, because we all have the app. We hope everybody does. It's free. Did I mention that? It's brand new and it's updated.
And it won't cost you anything.
It's no charge. And you can participate that way. If you're having trouble sleeping, you can hear the show 24/7. Why did I say if you're having trouble sleeping? Like, we can help you go to sleep. That's it.
Yeah. I often fall asleep to the sound of their 24/7 stream anyway.
Yeah, great. Anyway, tech news and commentary, and then we're going to get back to your calls. For a change, we're not doing a remote broadcast this week or covering anything from halfway around the world. We're a full in-studio show. Oh, and I'm noticing the very first listener is a first call from our new app, because you can participate that way. It makes it fun. You just hold the button down and talk and send it to us. It's really easy from the app. Sony says their new PlayStation 5 will launch next year in time for the 2020 holiday season. The updated console will come with a revamped controller with, get this, haptic technology. Ooh. And is expected to have faster processing speeds along with better graphics and also some upgraded audio. And what else have you discovered about the new PlayStation 5? Anything in particular? I saw you deleting that story because apparently you had it. You were all upset that I mentioned it.
You pretty much put me under the gun here to quickly control Z on my delete.
That'll teach you not to delete something in anger.
Well, they have changed the storage in it. They now have SSD.
Oh, well, see, there you go. So that's important. I didn't have that in my story.
We'll see, because, you know, I guess I'm the better journalist.
Yeah. Yeah. Deleting everything and then having to go and undelete it quick when I said, what else? Yeah. All right. SSD. So that's going to be faster and better storage.
Yes, and they'll now allow a person to install only the single-player or the multiplayer version of a game, whichever they're going to play, so that that'll take up less space in the drive as well.
Very good. Well, see, how about that? Yes. Now, you must have a tech news item you want to share.
I do. Isabel Albright of
Sun... Wait, whatever it is, I had that story. Let me delete it.
Probably not. No. So Isabel Albright of San Lorenzo, California, passed away in December last year at the age of 102. She had been a longtime customer of satellite TV service DirecTV. Months after her death, her daughter, who had put the DirecTV service in her name as she had been handling her mother's bills, was surprised to get one from DirecTV, a bill that is, for an early termination of the pay TV service.
And, they, of course, they had to use termination as a word.
Yeah. Now, the daughter and the in-home caregivers had been staying in her mother's home to care for her in the months prior to her death, so they added an additional DirecTV box to another room, just added it to the existing account.
Okay.
Well, apparently, DirecTV decided that that constituted a brand-new contract.
Oh, because they added a box.
Because they added a box. And because it was less than the two-year term and when her mother passed away, they then hit her with hit the dead woman with an early termination fee.
That sounds so much like DirecTV and Dish. They both play those games.
Yeah. So the woman's daughter contacted their local TV station, who then reached out to DirecTV. It was only then that they got a letter from AT&T, DirecTV's parent company, saying that they would waive the fee.
Oh, isn't that nice of them? Oh, gosh.
So be careful if you're just adding a box and you're like right near the end of your term. You may not want to do that.
Yeah, and where does it say? No doubt in their very, very fine small print, which nobody can read because it's absurd. Yeah, I want the service. Give me the service. I'll mark my calendar for a year. Oh, but we extended it a year when you added something.
Well, it's in that same fine print, which is what they're all guilty of, especially Comcast, who will tell you that, you know, you can get your introductory rate at this rate. It's a two-year term, but that rate's only good for the first year of that two-year term. Then the second year, it's like double that price.
Nice. Well, that's how they get you. And they wonder why people are cutting the cords. And they wonder why we at Into Tomorrow are helping you cut those cords every chance we get.
Yeah. Well, I tell people all the time, the best decision I ever made in my life was quitting smoking. The second best decision I ever made was getting rid of Comcast.
Well, I'm glad you prioritized them that way. That is important. Just in time to start your holiday tech shopping, ToysRUs.com is back up and working again.
Yay!
But now when you go to make a purchase, you're automatically redirected to Target.com. Because they're working with True Kids, the new owner of Toys R Us. And that's TRU Kids. They're the owners of the new Toys R Us. And you're going to be redirected to Target. So it kind of makes you wonder, why don't you just go to Target.com to begin with? But I'm assuming same prices. But if you're going to shop for toys and you want to do ToysRUs.com, then also open another browser and go to Target.com, search the same thing, and make sure it's the same price. Or get it cheaper on whichever place you can.
It's just further proof that we can all get along, including internet sales rivals.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's to prove we can all get along?
Like we can all sit around and sing Kumbaya.
Oh, gosh. No. .com.
Yeah. So Twitter said that they inadvertently used phone numbers and email addresses that its users provided for account security purposes to target ads.
Oh, I'm sure they inadvertently did that.
That's what they said.
Oh, my gosh.
Twitter users are asked to provide information like their phone number to help secure their account through services such as two-factor authentication. In a blog post, the company said, "We cannot say with certainty how many people were impacted by this, but in an effort to be transparent, we wanted to make everyone aware." Now, in July, the FTC said that Facebook had broken the law when it engaged in a similar practice. They fined Facebook $5 billion for that and a litany of other instances where it had mishandled user data. The company said, "We're very sorry this happened and are taking steps to make sure that we don't make this mistake again."
Because it can be very costly.
Yeah. Now, phone numbers provided to Twitter for the purpose of that two-factor authentication were recently exposed as a hacking vulnerability as well. A hacker or hackers were able to tweet from the account of CEO Jack Dorsey by convincing Twitter's systems that they had his phone and were texting the tweets to his account.
I love it. If you're going to do it, you might as well screw with the Twitter CEO. I saw a tweet the other day, though, that somebody said the worst thing that ever happened to this country because of all the division and so forth was Twitter. And I believe it. Not just Twitter, mind you, but Twitter in and of itself. Yeah, absolutely. You don't agree with somebody, tweet about it. You want to be upset about something, tweet about it, whatever the case.
And that's why the third best decision I ever made in my life was not getting on Twitter.
Yeah, that's true. You don't tweet ever.
I don't tweet, and I just gave up Instagram, too. So, you know.
Man, are you getting antisocial with the antisocial media?
And Facebook is next. I mean, I think I did like 3 Facebook posts this week, and that's the most I've done in a single week in probably years.
Wow. And what possessed you to do 3 whole posts this week?
I was bored.
Great. Over 30 tech companies, including Amazon, Spotify, and Microsoft, among others, of course, have signed on to the Voice Interoperability Initiative. That's a program that aims to ensure that any given device can work with multiple voice assistant services and that all voice services work to preserve consumer privacy. Good luck with that. Facebook, Samsung, and Apple have not signed on to the initiative, interestingly enough, and we're told that Google is reviewing it. But the biggest culprits, Facebook, Apple, Samsung, Google, have not signed on. Others have, however, so maybe that ought to tell you something, that maybe you'll have a little more privacy with Amazon, Spotify, and Microsoft among the other 30 companies that have signed on to that.
Privacy with Amazon? Can you use privacy and Amazon in the same sentence?
No, apparently not, even though I tried.
Yeah. So there's little doubt that one of the most iconic bands in history is the Beatles. There's also little doubt that one of their most iconic album covers is for their 1969 album Abbey Road, with a photo of the band crossing that very street. Now, if you look closely, behind them is a white Volkswagen Beetle parked in the background. However, the vehicle wasn't parked properly on the side of the road. Half of it was resting on the street, while the other half was on the sidewalk. So it was parked illegally.
No, I never noticed that either.
So in celebration of the album's 50th anniversary, Volkswagen decided to recreate the album. And this time, they decided to park the car legally. Along with the advertising agency NordDBB Sweden, Volkswagen Sweden recreated the scene with a properly positioned car. The creative doubles as an ad for Volkswagen's Park Assist feature and wittingly tells audiences that the anonymous driver would not have any difficulty parking his car in this day and age thanks to the new technology.
I love it. I did see a picture, a meme somewhere on some anti-social media the other day of 4 different color Volkswagen Beetles crossing Abbey Road at that same spot. The actual cars. And I thought, well, that was kind of clever, too. Another fun way to deal with it. But it, of course, it reminded you of the Beatles' Abbey Road.
Yeah. And, you know, and now that I know about that, I've never noticed that before, that this car was parked illegally. Now I can't look at that album cover without staring right at that illegally parked Beetle.
Well, thanks. You've ruined it for me and the rest of us, because now we're all going to be looking at it. Do you actually have that album somewhere?
I used to.
You used to.
Yeah.
I'd have to just look for it online, I'm sure.
Yes, but the remastered album that they're offering and the covers are currently for sale online, and they're donating the profits to a Swedish children's rights nonprofit.
Oh, well, very good. Samsung has closed its last mobile phone manufacturing factory in China, citing stiff competition and rising overhead. Meanwhile, Sony said it would be closing its Beijing manufacturing factory and focusing solely on manufacturing in Thailand. So Sony in Thailand, Samsung getting out of China. They're pretty much in South Korea anyway, where their headquarters is. But that's interesting, especially in light of recent news with the wimpy NBA. Please. Of course, I don't have to be careful, and I'm not going to be. I was going to say I have to be careful because they won't let me back in beyond the Great Wall next time I have to go. But I don't care. You know, if they're going to say, nope, we're revoking your 10-year visa because I'm saying, well, good for these companies getting out of China.
You know, tell them you don't need a visa. I have an American Express. All American.
I don't know. Yeah, I tried that at the border once, and they didn't even laugh. No sense of humor, these Chinese border guards, interestingly enough. But I find that interesting, though, that these big companies are saying we're closing our China manufacturing facilities and moving out. And whether it's competition, whether it's tariffs, whether it's whatever the case is, you know, they don't want to have to deal with the communist government there.
Yeah, well, China's gotten a lot of bad PR in the last couple of years.
And rightly so.
They want no part of it.
Of course, rightly so, with a lot of the nonsense. Look what's going on, you know, between Hong Kong and so forth. You know, I've always enjoyed visiting Hong Kong. These days, not so much. you know, it's a little bit bizarre, among other things. Marcus in Sandusky, Ohio, listens on AM 800 CKLW out of Canada because they have such a powerful blowtorch signal. And most importantly, he's calling in via the brand new Into Tomorrow app. Hello, Marcus.
I'm looking into getting a Fire Stick from Amazon, possibly the Cube. And I keep hearing about having them jailbroke. Can you explain that to me and how this works?
Well, Marcus, having a Fire Stick or a Fire Cube jailbroken means freeing it from the behaviors that Amazon will allow and setting it up in a way that will allow you to circumvent their restrictions and, for that matter, be able to use software that isn't allowed by default or perhaps use it in ways that aren't allowed also by default. Now, that means that by jailbreaking, you could install apps that you otherwise can't. If you can have an app do something that it otherwise couldn't, like maybe change a system setting, for example. That's kind of the nice and innocent way to describe it. But here's reality. When people recommend that you jailbreak things like your Fire device, what they're saying is, open it up to easy piracy.
Yeah, most people don't jailbreak because they really, really want to set up an unsupported bright yellow background and set the font color to purple. They do it because they want to stream copyrighted content without paying for it, which is something that Amazon, a distributor of that content, wouldn't normally allow. Using a jailbroken device that way is obviously not legal, but whether you want to do it or not is up to you. Just keep in mind that there are concerns beyond the legality of what you're doing.
Yeah, now you'll also be opening your device up to potential malware, since you'll be removing some of the restrictions that make malware harder to succeed on a platform like the Fire devices have. If that's a concern, then you probably don't want to do this. But the process is simple enough. So the legal issues and malware are the two main things you'll have to worry about if you choose to go ahead and do it.
Yeah, and obviously our legal department won't let us tell you how to do it. So if you still want to jailbreak your device, I'm not telling you to turn to your favorite search engine for the steps involved. But to be honest, I really wouldn't recommend it anyway.
Yeah, but if you really, really wanted to, you can search how to do that. And it's easy for the most part. But Marcus, hopefully you got our main concern on your behalf. You know, why do you really want to jailbreak it? Now, if you've got an interesting reason, I'd love to hear it, too. So go ahead and use the free Into Tomorrow app and drop us another message to the studio and let us know why. And maybe it helps justify things or at least opens the door for others and our curiosity. All the way intotomorrow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention military vets and current soldiers who served between 2002 to 2016. Have you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces? You may be entitled to compensation. 3M, the manufacturer of earplugs made for combat, recently paid the government $9.1 million to settle a False Claims Act case for knowingly selling these defective earplugs. If you or a loved one suffered hearing loss due to defective earplugs, call us now for a free case review. Call 800-211-5509. That's 800-211-5509.
Now, these days, wearables are coming in every shape and application. Some are helpful, of course, some informative. Just imagine what they'll be able to learn about you. Where you're at, what you're doing, what you want, what you need, what shape you're not in. Well, we at Into Tomorrow can help if you've got any questions about wearables. As yet another example, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet. High-speed satellite internet available wherever you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000. Coming up in our next segment, they will be chatting with Brian Moody. He's the executive editor for Auto Trader. We've known them for years for those magazines at the convenience stores, but apparently now they've moved online. So he's here to discuss their best electric vehicles for 2019.
And that's what's the cool part about this interview. We're going to be talking about electric vehicles and the best ones per their ratings and why. Some pretty interesting stuff you don't want to miss coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Now, Into Tomorrow's favorite app of the week.
your favorite app?
Yeah, because it's not so much our favorite app of the week. It's our favorite app of the week segment asking what your favorite app is these days. And, of course, you can use your favorite Into Tomorrow app to tell us. That doesn't have to be your favorite app. That's a given. But we're talking about any other app that you might use these days, the kind of thing that you'd share with co-workers and family and friends and enemies and whomever that you just can't live without or you think is so cool or so much fun that it's a favorite app these days.
It could even be your least favorite app if there's an app that has upset you so much that you're tech raged over it.
That's true. Share your tech rage with us.
So it's your favorite bad app.
Yeah, there you go. And Erasmo will have his finger on the bleep button for you. And I've got one to share. Remember the Milk. It's a capable to-do list with some sharing options included at no cost, making it good even for household use. The pro version, mind you, unlocks some extra features, but it's kind of on the expensive side, I think, at $40. Yikes for an app. By the way, finding free games in the Google Play Store is sometimes as simple as watching for deals in the premium section of the app, checking notifications, or participating in short surveys. Also, the Google Home app offers play credits as purchase incentives. Yeah, and Google was waking up because it thought I mentioned its name, and I guess I did.
Into Tomorrow's favorite app of the week. What's your favorite app? Tell us about your favorite app. Just use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app to participate. Just search these two words, Into Tomorrow, in your favorite app store. Tap our app and get your Into Tomorrow to go.
Oh, and I love it, by the way, when you tap our app. Especially if you tap 5 stars on it. And if you give us a little review, ooh, that just warms the cockles of my heart.
Do we have to bleep that?
No, because my heart does have cockles. And I'd love it if you give us a review. Check it out. Into Tomorrow.
Millions of people today have no dental insurance. If you're without insurance, do you have a plan to care for your teeth without spending a fortune? Introducing Dental Plans. How would you like to save 10 to 60% off your next dental visit for as little as $7 a month? We offer trusted dental savings plans from companies like Cigna and Aetna with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Be a part of the 1 million plus happy smiles served since 1999 that save money when they visit the dentist. You can save on cleanings, dentures, braces, x-rays, fillings, crowns, root canals, and even teeth whitening. Call 800-634-0482 now to start saving immediately. Mention promo code RADIO to receive 15% off any plan and for a limited time, 1 month free. 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482. Fees, bill, annually plus a $20 processing fee. Savings plans are not insurance. Savings will vary by provider, plan, and zip code. Consult with plan detail page for additional plan terms. Not all plans and offers available in all markets.
I'm Dave Graveline. This is Into Tomorrow. We thank you for tuning in, and I thank you ahead of time, or already if you've done so, when you download our brand new free updated Into Tomorrow app. Just search those two words in your favorite app store and get it on your mobile device for iPhones, Androids, and tablets, and all sorts of goodies. Please be sure to download the Into Tomorrow app. Let us know what you think. Oh, we'd love it if you gave us 5 stars and perhaps a nice little review or something. Oh, that would be cool. And stay tuned because since it is a brand new updated app, we're going to be giving out some prizes to those that participate using the app specifically. Yeah, you want to stay tuned for that information. Are you looking to buy or sell a vehicle? Well, our next guest can help with their online marketplace, but also has some fascinating details about what goes on these days in the world of vehicle buying and selling and that sort of thing. The executive editor of Auto Trader is Brian Moody. Brian, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
Great, Dave. Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure to have you guys. Of course, if you haven't heard of Auto Trader, you got to be living under a rock. So you guys have been around for how long now?
Well, it's been around for quite a while in the magazine form. Remember that when you used to get a paper book? We don't do that anymore.
You don't do the analog version.
The online thing? No, exactly right. We've been doing it online since 1996.
Oh, okay. About as long as we've been on the air. So how about that? We celebrate the same 25 years coming up. And you've seen a lot of changes, certainly, over the years, but certainly since you've gone digital as well.
Yes, that's true. And the biggest changes that we see, I mean, there are some changes in the way people shop for cars, but the biggest change, and let's just be honest, the most interesting change, is in the cars themselves. That's a lot more interesting than, URLs and those kinds of things. So we're seeing a lot more electrified cars, which is kind of the term that we're using now to describe a car that may get some or all of its power from electricity. So you might have an electrified car that's a hybrid, which would be slightly different from an all-electric car.
Oh, and I'm glad you're saying it that way. That's a good point. I hadn't really thought about that. A lot of people talk about, I have an electric car, and but then when you get into higher speeds, well, then it goes to gas. So it's not an electric car necessarily, or always, but an electrified car is still accurate. I like that.
So what we did is to help people, differentiate, we actually have a list of 12 cars for 2019 that we think, we voted and we scored these cars like we would a normal car, the best electric cars for this year. And the way that we qualified that was in this particular instance, because we're calling them electric cars, which is different than an electrified car, as you just pointed out, we only considered cars that have a plug. If you can't plug it in, it doesn't make it on our award this time.
Well, are there electrified cars that don't plug in? How would that work?
Sure. Not on our list for this one, but for example, the Toyota Prius would be an electrified car, so it works sometimes on electricity, sometimes on gas, and sometimes on both.
Okay, gotcha. But now on this particular list, who made the cut?
Some familiar names and some not so familiar names. So, of course, everybody who's been paying attention to anything, that's in the near or distant future knows of the Nissan Leaf. The Nissan Leaf is on our list as one of the best electric cars. It's kind of the Model T of electric cars. It wasn't the first, but it's the first car that made itself the electric cars available to the masses at a reasonable price. So that's one of the ones that's on our list. We like that one quite a bit. There's also the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid. That's a hybrid plug-in minivan, believe it or not. It's the only one.
Wow.
So you plug this car in, and it's normal minivan, nice to drive, good-looking, all that kind of stuff, has all the features that you would expect inside. You plug it in, and for 32 to 35 miles or so, you can drive on electricity only. You'll only be using electricity. Then, because it's a plug-in hybrid, once the electricity is depleted, it reverts to a normal hybrid type of vehicle. However, you could still drive around on just electricity if you had, say, a short commute or you're doing errands every day. You could be driving on all electricity all the time without using any gas.
Interesting. And is that saving you money in the long run? Have you discovered that it's really just that it's not polluting? Or what are the advantages for folks that are looking for electric or electrified vehicles?
Well, that's a good question, and you would think that the answer is simple. But here's what we found, is that people take these cars for a variety of different reasons. One of them might be fuel saving. But for what reason are they doing fuel saving? Is it cost? Is it a political agenda? Is it because they don't want to use gasoline? An environmental agenda, perhaps. So we're not trying to necessarily qualify whether or not you should get one. We've just acknowledged that there are so many people that, for whatever reason, are buying these types of cars, and these are good ones. So let's just use the Chrysler Pacifica as an example. It gets 84 what they call MPGe. So that's the electric equivalent of 84 miles per gallon if electric cars used energy the same way gas-powered cars did.
Which they don't, of course, but it's sort of...
Of course, but they're trying to give us an approximation.
Yeah. Like, if it were gas, this is kind of what you'd get, but it's not. It's electric, so this is what you're getting instead, but it's good. If you think...
I have a great analogy.
Okay.
I have a great analogy for this. Okay, when you're on your computer or your smartphone and you want to make notes, what do you see? A little yellow legal pad or maybe a floppy disk icon.
Yeah.
Well, you're not really using a floppy disk or a legal yellow pad. It's just a symbol designed to get people familiar.
And you're not really getting 84 miles to the gallon slash electrically, but you are, kind of.
You may get even more.
Yeah, well, that's true, depending on your driving habits, no doubt.
Yes.
Now, obviously, electric vehicles are on the rise, popularity-wise, as you mentioned, for a variety of reasons. I also notice at autotrader.com you've got some tips for first-time buyers that might be wanting to look into an electrified vehicle.
Yes. Here's the important thing to consider. Hybrids and electric cars and plug-in hybrids, they don't behave the same way a gasoline-powered car does. It feels different. So make sure that you test drive the car before you decide. That's the first thing. The second thing is, if you're considering a fully electric car, and there are many good choices out there, all the way from, you know, a $90,000 plus Tesla down to a $30,000 Nissan Leaf, there's many things in between. Jaguar has a great electric car. But here's what you have to consider: price, range, and comfort. So the longer the range, generally speaking, the more expensive the car is going to be.
Well, and of course, you, it's funny, you mentioned Jaguar, and then the first thing you said was price. So, yeah, that certainly plays a role as well. And is the electrified Jaguar more or less expensive than a gas-powered one?
Similar. It's about $81,000. So if you consider that alongside of a... I'll take two as well. I mean, but listen, we're talking about a luxury brand. And
yeah,
the same
course.
With Tesla. Teslas are regularly $100,000. So at this point in the game, electric cars are really a luxury. They're for wealthy people on the whole. There's a few exceptions, but even if you go down to the Chevrolet Bolt, for example, it has a starting price of about $40,000. I think we can agree that a person who can afford a $40,000 car is doing pretty well.
Oh, yeah. And certainly if they want to look at an electric vehicle in that price range for whatever variety of reasons, then they could certainly do that. Do you guys, have you been following, I'm sure you have been following, but do you look at slightly into tomorrow, and is it going to be all electric vehicles in the near future? What has been the trends that you've been watching as well? Do you see gas-powered vehicles disappearing?
I don't think they're going to disappear. I think if we're 30 years from now, there's still going to be a lot of gasoline-powered cars. Now, they might be combined with electric motors, but I think that's going to be around for a while, especially when you consider the industries, used cars, and parts. However, here is a trend that I find very fascinating. Certain cars, for example, there's a version on a Clarity. There's also a Toyota and a Hyundai. They're hydrogen-powered. So they're essentially electric cars, but you don't plug them in. They use a chemical reaction with hydrogen and oxygen to produce electricity, and so you have what's essentially a hydrogen-powered car. I think that's fascinating. Could be interesting because hydrogen is a naturally occurring element, so that might be the way to go in the future. It's too soon to tell.
But not something you're going to get at your neighborhood gas station, at least not now.
That's a good point. So let's just take a really edge case example. Toyota, Honda, and Hyundai are currently selling hydrogen-powered cars. You can go buy one as a consumer. And they have about 55 to 60 hydrogen fueling stations in California. So if you live near one of those or you live in that area, you can drive a hydrogen-powered car that's polluting, that only emits water vapor out of its tailpipe, and that's something you can do today. It's just not something that everybody can do today.
True, and you can't do a cross-country tour with the family because you're going to run out of your hydrogen fuel.
Right. That's
but,
exactly right.
But if it's a staycation somewhere in the area where those 55 stations exist, hey, go for it, right? Have a blast.
Right. Right.
Love it. How do you find an electric vehicle that actually suits your needs then, too? I know this is something that Auto Trader is really good at, helping folks find just the right car. But now somebody listening says, okay, I'm listening to Dave and Brian, and I definitely want to get an electric vehicle this time. How do I start?
Well, so what we did was we took the 12 Yes, we took the 12 that we think are the best, and we put them on the homepage of autotrader.com, so you could start there. But you really have to assess, and this is the thing, is it's not dramatically different than any car that you would buy. It just so happens that the power under the hood, let's just say, is different. So people like, I have a 16-year-old son who's just learning how to drive. He could really care less how it gets its power.
That's
He's not
true.
Interested in that.
Yeah.
He just wants a car that goes. I don't care, Dad. It just goes. I just want it to go, and I want it to be a nice color. Those are his choices.
Yeah.
So I would say consider your needs. If you need a three-row SUV, there are some of those. If you need a small commuter car that's inexpensive, there are some of those. So consider what your needs are and what your average driving range is each day and how often you're going to have to charge up. So the Jaguar that we mentioned before, although it's expensive, the range is 234 miles.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
Yeah. Wow, I love it. So you definitely want to check out Auto Trader's 12 best electric vehicles for 2019, and you can do that cleverly enough at autotrader.com. We'll get you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. You'll be a click away from what Brian and his team are up to on a regular basis. Brian Moody, executive editor of Auto Trader, thanks so much for joining us. We got to get you back on again. I can already tell there's some great follow-up.
I'd love to.
I love it as well. We'll be sure to do
just
that.
We didn't get to even talk about the self-driving cars. That's a whole other topic.
Exactly.
Covered,
but see, that'll be the next phone interview with you, and we'll definitely do it. I love it. Thank you, sir.
Perfect. Thank you.
By all means. Brian Moody with autotrader.com. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further into tomorrow at intotomorrow.com and on the Advanced Media Network.
Attention.
Do you have chronic back pain, knee pain, or arthritis? If you have Medicare or private insurance like Aetna, UnitedHealthcare, Humana, or Blue Cross, you may qualify for a safe, drug-free remedy for your everyday back and knee pain, but you must call now. You may be eligible for a pain-relieving back or knee brace at little or no cost to you. These pain relief braces are ideal for back pain, arthritis, sciatica, leg pain, knee pain, and other painful conditions that make life difficult. Our associates will work directly with Medicare or your insurance company for free. Your knee or back brace will be delivered directly to your door. Imagine playing with your grandkids or enjoying tennis or golf again. Call the National Knee and Back Brace Center to qualify for your Medicare or insurance-covered knee or back brace.
Call 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179.
Percent of us are now regularly using another device while watching TV at the same time. I think it's more like 90% of us, but that's an interesting stat. What are you doing with your tech while you're watching TV? Hopefully you're not using your tech while you're at a movie theater or something like that, because that's just rude and obnoxious.
Although with many of us, it's not so much using a device while you're watching TV. It's watching TV while you're using a device. So
that's true.
What we spend more time on.
Kind of the other way around these days, which is very interesting, huh?
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History, history, history.
Here's Chris.
History, history. That's our reverb is kind of broken.
Yeah.
History, history.
In 1878 this week, the Edison Electric Light Company began operation. After a series of mergers, the Edison Electric Light Company became the company we know as General Electric. In 1919 this week, the Radio Corporation of America, or RCA, was formed. The company became a giant in electronics, especially radios and TVs. It would later own its own TV network, NBC, and other broadcast interests. In 1954 this week, Texas Instruments announced the first transistor radio. They quickly became one of the most popular electronic communication devices in history, at least before the iPhone, with billions manufactured during the 60s and 70s. This week in 1983, Ameritech Mobile Communications launched the first U.S. cellular network in Chicago. In the late 90s, Ameritech was acquired by SBC Communications, which subsequently acquired AT&T, forming the present-day conglomerate AT&T Inc., which is parent to many companies such as AT&T Wireless, Warner Media, DirecTV, and other money-grubbing greedy companies. And this week in 1984, the Airphone service was launched on 20 flights for those who had credit cards. Of course, you paid for that convenience of talking on the phone while 35,000 feet in the air. Cost for the service was $7.50 for a three-minute call, $1.25 for each additional minute anywhere you wanted to call in the U.S.
And, of course, I had to do it just because I was into tech, and I hung up really quick. But I had to make one of those calls, and people were saying, yeah, right, you're calling from the plane. No, I really am.
Yeah. Same reason why when I was a senior in high school, I just had to make calls on my car phone because mainly because I was the only kid in school with a car phone. But yeah. You always told me, hang up really quick. Is that 25 cents a minute? I couldn't afford to be on the phone for a while. That's our look back at this week in tech history, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
Now, isn't it interesting, though, that you used to be able to make calls from an airplane? But they cost you a fortune. Now you can technically make a call from an airplane, but they don't allow it. And it won't cost you a fortune. So we've kind of come full circle by not being able to do what we were able to do with technology years ago.
Well, because you know they got a cut of those airphone calls.
Well, of course.
That's why you were allowed to do it then. Now they can't get a cut of your cell phone calls.
Nope. They would if they could, but yeah. No, they can't. And will it interfere with aircraft navigation? No. But turn off those phones, or we'll kick you off onto the wing.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the 24/7 stream of Into Tomorrow at our website at IntoTomorrow.com and our free Into Tomorrow app.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7. 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113.
Into Tomorrow continues, and we hope with your voice. Be sure to use our brand new updated Into Tomorrow app and participate that way. You can just hold down a button and send a message to the studio. We'd love to hear from you.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower for managing type 1 diabetes. Visit Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com.
Dustin in Longview, Texas, listens on KTBB. Hello, Dustin.
I've got a Galaxy Tab A 10.1. I am trying to figure out how to get data on the tablet itself. I have a SIM card tray, but it's only, it says micro SD. It doesn't have an active slot. I'm trying to figure that out.
Well, Dustin, it sounds like you can't, really. That SIM tray that says micro SD is not a SIM tray. It's a micro SD tray that you can use to expand your tablet's memory. With an SD card, right? A micro SD card. Not all tablets can get mobile data. Some are Wi-Fi only, and it sounds like that's probably the kind you have. Your options are Wi-Fi or some other mobile device to act as an access point while you're on the go.
Yeah, you can check your phone plan for hotspot functionality. If that won't work in your case because of caps or other limitations, you can still get a standalone MiFi type of device. Unfortunately, those are external solutions, but your tablet doesn't have a built-in cellular connection, so there's not really much else you can do.
Yeah, sorry about that. I wish we had a better solution for you because it sounds like an interesting dilemma, but it's one that we all have, and that, of course, a lot of our carriers are not all that keen on letting us use our phones and tether them as a Wi-Fi hotspot these days. For example, those of us on T-Mobile, oh, you can do it, but you're throttled down to maybe 3G if you can get it.
I think you get 3G speed, or if you pay for it, then you can get LTE. But
right.
They'll all charge you extra if you want those high speeds.
Oh, of course. But otherwise, it's nice to be able to just say, oh, I only need it for a couple of minutes, so yeah, I'm going to use my phone, tether it, make my phone the Wi-Fi hotspot, and you can generally even share it with other people if it's necessary. But otherwise, you're going to pay for it one way or another, and it's either with slow speeds, which if it does the job for you, if you're just trying to check email or go check your bank balance or something like that, that might work. If you've got any other input for Dustin or any of our callers, let us know at Into Tomorrow.